Blog Talk Radio.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. Some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day,
when I was just a little girl, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could keep it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a six, maybe could nap a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas singing the blues, Debbie always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying, yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that, and he gets mad and wanna scrap. We say that about 10 minutes, then it's like back on the bike to play hide and go get it with the younger house by the bungalow. Then switch to playing ding dong bitch when that gets cold and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket, you can tell the bullies they fell wearing his belt. If they really had money raised, he wouldn't he pay. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings to it, like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. And some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
say,
I remember way back when. And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
Days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in seventh grade. I hated crews. No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys, like for a boy, fashion week, Nike Cortez and Gucci socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops, and it don't stop. I'm glad, cause when they said it's supersonic, it was kind of like a sport to wear biker shorts for. To wear jeans, and it seemed like the masses of Gucci had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits, and the Pumas with the fat lace ends, cause it was either that or cake with. I missed those days, and so I felt like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. Some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. Some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
says, I remember way back when.
And everybody says,
I remember way back when.
And everybody says,
I remember way back when.
Back
in the days when.
And everybody says,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
When?
Back in the day.
Well, I used to niggero, I figured that now I'm all grown up. Because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job and two steady mob and you steady mob in your head. And I came, so I got it made, but didn't always have love. Used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm hurt. So yeah, we said that we would go make it since the kid, and we finally did, but sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the days
when.
Back in the days.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
Back in the day. And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
Good evening, everyone. I'm glad to have everyone back tonight.
It was a good day. We had good weather. I want to thank everyone for joining me. We're going to have a great night. Tonight is our topic is Back in the Day. As you heard the song, the first song came on, and we're going to try to reminisce on back in the day when we were young. Tonight we're going to have a good guest coming on later on, and we're going to me and him is going to join together and talk about how it was back in the day. But I just want to tell you a little story today. Today I went to my grammar school, school 20 in Patterson, and one of my teachers, well, she wasn't my teacher, but she was in the school, and she wrote a book, and she had a book signing tonight. So today I went there when I got off of work, and, she was signing the book that she made, and I've seen old people that I've seen when I was going to school. I got to be in the school that I went to, grammar school, and it looked a little different, but, you know, you can still remember when you were there, and it was surprising that the teacher was 94 years old, and I'm telling you, she 94 ain't got nothing on her. I mean, she remembered all the students. She remembered their names, their faces, and she talked just as good as I'm talking to you now, 94 years old. And I'm telling you that, you know, it's wonderful because we think sometimes, oh, I'm getting up in age, oh, a lot of things going to be happening to me. And here it is, I see someone that I knew when I was only 12 years old and that I had to respect and look up to. Here she is, 94 years old, still living, still trying to do things in life. And that was the most important thing that I, you know, not only did I take that out of the meeting, but I also took out classmates that still looked it good, and we remember it and we reminisce. And they asked us to speak tonight about a little bit about her. But like I said, I didn't really have her as a teacher. But I remember that she didn't play. She was Afro-American, and she didn't play, and she would go off on you. And I was really glad I didn't have her as a teacher, but she didn't play. And, you know, back then you was afraid because it was just like your mama telling you off. You know what I mean? That's the good thing about teachers of color back in the day. You know, it was just like your mama, and you had to respect her. But you respect all teachers, but mostly them, because they spoke the same language that you heard at home. And I just think it was great. I bought her book, and I hope that it's enjoyable. And for her to be 94 years old, I think that's like an icon that, you know, I went, bought her book, and I'm going to read it. And then, you know, that's a piece of history that, like, you might never get to see again. So back in the day, and then as I walked through the hallways to come to the auditorium, I thought about how you line up and you're walking with your classmates, and every year you're walking that same hallway, and then one day you're out of the door and you're going to another hallway, and all the memories that you have as growing up and your classmates, it's just good to see them because you all growing to be the same age, so when you look at each other, you can say, wow. You know what I mean? I remember back in the day when we was like little kids, and now like we're adults, we have kids, we have grandkids, you know, maybe moved away, or a lot of them was getting up there saying the things that the teacher inspired them, and they, you know, the things they became and how the school helped them. And I'm saying like it was really a good thing. It was good. And that's why I wanted to talk about back in the day, because my time back in the day is different than a lot of people back in the day. Like, my back in the day was growing up. I was born in 59, but see, I don't remember the 60s. I remember the 70s, and I remember the 80s. So when I think about the 70s, that's when you know, Black Power, we wore our afros, we wore the daishikis, you know what I mean? We was in effect, you know, being a black person at that time. You know, we was coming out of an era that people didn't take notice of us. And that part really helped me to be the person that I am. So it's good that I, you know, I got to see people that I lived that life with, because I graduated out of grammar school in 73 and then moved on to tech. I went to tech in Wayne, which was only open 4 years when I started there. And all the things that I knew and I took in life with me from there, like, everything is a learning experience. You know, everything when you're growing up is a learning experience that you could take into your adulthood. And I just thank God that, you know, I made it to be where I am now, and that I could look back in time and see where I came from and where I have went. Because sometimes it's good to look at the journey you made. I always tell people that if you can look now and even look a year back and see all that you have came from just a year ago, it's progress. But if you look and you see the same thing going on, then it's time to make a change, because growth means every year. I give myself 6 months of growth, and I look back and I say, have I did anything in the past 6 months that I can look forward to and say, you did a good job. Now, what you going to do the next 6 months? Back in the day when we was kids, because when you was a kid, you decided what you wanted to be. You might not became what you wanted to be, but you thought about it, and you thought about what it took to be that, and how you was going to feel when you became that person or career that you chose. And I liked it. I went to school with a lot of Jewish children, and one girl, she graduated with me, and she was like everybody was kind back then. We was together, and we didn't know color. You know what I mean? We all was respectful to each other, and she was right. We did. Back then, it didn't matter. Like now, we talk about this color, we talk about that color, we talk about these people. But back then, we knew what each other was, but it didn't matter, because we all was growing up, and we was enjoying becoming who we were, and it didn't matter what the next person was. It only mattered what we wanted to be. But see, now we get so caught up in what everybody else have or getting, or how is it working out for them, instead of worrying about, like we always hear on all these podcasts, self. It's about self. What you going to do for yourself? How do you love yourself? How is yourself growing? How do you accept the life that you're in? Self. Self-love. If you don't love yourself, how are you going to move out of where you're at, the position you're in, if you don't love yourself? Because otherwise, you're going to take on what everybody else is doing and becoming, instead of being the person you want to be. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later, because all of us, we start taking on being with people, and we get lost into how they live in. And then one day when we wake up and we don't want to live like that anymore, we find out that we've been there too long, or we wasted our time being there, and that we could have been on a whole other platform from staying there, being static with people, places, and things. So I'm really glad to talk about back in the day, because you have to look back a little bit to know where you're going forward. And the gentleman that I got coming on, I hope that we can really bring out how the place we live, Patterson, used to be back in the day. You know, because people talk about, is this, it's that, or it could be that or this. But I'm telling you, growing up in Patterson, it was the place to be. You know what I mean? We wasn't even on the map yet. But it was a powerful place back then. We had everything that you could desire back in the day. Now, we lost a lot of that through people being greedy, or people just coming and not caring about the place like we did. But we as black people back in the day cared about our town. You know what I mean? You didn't walk outside and see trash. You didn't walk outside and people being disrespectful to older people or to kids. You know what I mean? We was a family. We was united. And maybe we didn't care or like certain people, but it didn't matter. We was for each other. We was unified. You know what I mean? We was there for each other. You know what I mean? We got a job. We told other people about that job because we wanted to help other people climb up like us. We bought a home. We told people how to get a home. We got a business. We told people how you could go and get a business. That's what you do as a people. You help the people that you got to help each other first, your class of people, before you can help another class of people. Because if you don't build your own people up, what's going to happen? We are a failing. We got some people that's on top, which we'll talk about that later, that all you see is them into each other. But it's work to do. And we got to stop talking about what needs to be done and start doing. See, that's what our parents did. They were doers. Parents' night, all parents went. The whole school was crowded. Parents came, and your kids, like me, we used to make our mother go with us to see our teachers, and teachers talk about us. And even if it was bad, we still brought our parents out, and we sat there, and we listened to our teachers talk about us. But now parents ain't got time to go. They ain't got time to do what they want for their kids because they're worrying about getting outside and getting their groove on or partying or drinking or whatever. Things are not important the way it was. Our parents partied, but they put it in a place. They didn't make it like a full-time job to have a good time. They waited to the weekend, and when they got with their family, that's when they laid back and drunk a beer or drunk a nick. You know what I mean? Or talked about, you know, gabbed about old stuff. But nowadays, it's all about going off, listening, not respecting people. You know, like now, we have people killing someone every day in Patterson. It don't have to be like that. Back in the day, what happened? You got your ass whooped. And you might have even got all messed up. But you know what? You live to see another day. And even you came to school all messed up. But you know what? People respected you. Because even though you was all busted up, you came, but you lived. And you learned from that ass whooping. Because it ain't always got to be your mother and father that give you one. Sometimes you got to get an ass whooping in the street. But nobody got to kill you to teach you a lesson. Sometimes you have to get slapped up. And then you learn. All the stuff that's going on in the world, you know what I mean? Killing here, stabbing here. We got to stop it. We got to get together. We got to start loving each other. If somebody hurt your feelings or somebody do wrong to you, you don't have to be avenged by going out there, taking them out, snuffing them out. What about who they leave back? Their kids, their parents, their family. These are people that miss people when you take them out. And it don't matter if they're good people or bad people. Everybody deserves to live on this earth every day until God decides to take them out. We're not the judge. We're not the jury to go around praying on people, snuffing them out, going to funerals and we're crying, and then the next week another person get killed. It's enough going on in the world that we don't need all this. And the people that's on top, they don't care. Because people like excitement, and the more they happen, the more they do, that's more that they could talk about, but they don't have a solution. You got to have a solution for the things that happen. Back in the day when we respected everybody, that's respect. Aretha Franklin spoke on it. She even sung on it. If we don't respect each other, how can't you move forward? You can't. You can't do it. And it's very sad. We got to start loving each other. You know what I mean? We got to start loving each other and looking out for each other. I had a Caucasian guy talking to me the other day on my job, and he was like, all y'all do is kill each other. He said, then the cops come and ask you, oh, who killed him? Who, did you see it? And then he said, then y'all sit around and close your mouth Don't act like you've seen anything. He said, we as white people, we tell. We tell who killed somebody or did something in our town because we don't want, excuse me for cursing, but this is what he said. I'm quoting him. He said, we don't want the motherfucker living in our town that killed somebody or did something. We want him out, so we're going to tell. And, I mean, it made a little sense. But, you know, we grow up saying that you're not supposed to be a snitch. You're not supposed to tell stuff. You're supposed to keep it to yourself. And then when it happened to us, nobody going to speak up for us because we didn't speak up for nobody else. Now, I don't want to get all hype, you know, because it's about back in the day and enjoying yourself. Sometimes I do take it to 100, and I'm sorry for that. But, you know, I do love this town. I was born here. My grandkids, my kids grew up here. My mom, my dad lived here, died here. This is my home. Everybody don't have somewhere they could call a home. This is my home. And I'm not saying I'm going to be here forever, but I'm saying this is a place that I walked these streets. I drove these streets. I went to school here. I worked here. Patterson, back in the day. We're going to take a break and come with a song, and then I'm going to bring my speaker. Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Thank you. And tonight, I'm going to introduce my special speaker tonight regarding the days back in the day when we were a kid and young again. Miles, are you on?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Thank you for being with us tonight. It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you. And as I was talking from the first minutes,
and you said
I wanted to talk about you know, back in the day when we were growing up in Patterson, and you know how Patterson used to be, and how the difference it is now. And I just want to get your thoughts on it, because I know that you also a Pattersonian, and you know, I want you to speak to the people and just let them know how Patterson was a beautiful place. It's very beautiful. So I'm going to give you the mic. You have the floor, Miles.
Okay. Don't tell your brother Jay, because he told me he wanted to talk. He wanted me to come on his show. I told him no. So.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. I'm with you. I was born in the 58. I remember the 60s. I remember the Ku Klux Klan used to live two blocks from my house, but it was peaceful thing. You know, we wasn't like, and we ain't had to worry about that. Like you said, we have family values. Everybody sat at the kitchen table at dinner. We didn't get up and go in the other rooms like they do today. And Patterson had it going on, man. We had all the clubs, sports, Legends, downtown used to be off the hook, Silk City, Hip Cliff Stadium, all that. People used to just drove to Patterson because that's how good we were. We had all these neighborhood programs, the neighborhood house. It was fun growing up in Patterson. Like you said, when you got into a fight, you put your hands up. You lose the fight, you live another day. And when you get disrespected on somebody on the streets, your neighbor pop your side of the head, take you home, you get another beat down from your parents. And you're right. When we used to come outside and the garbage trucks come through, they pick up the garbage, they drop some on the ground, they clean it up. Sidewalks was always clean. It was safe for women to walk the street that night when they came home. And you know how our moms used to always say, I went to you in the house before the street lights come on. We had respect. And I'm the son, I'm the seventh of 14 kids. And I love Patterson. My daughter lives in Pittsburgh. She wants me to come down. So I ain't leaving Patterson. This is my home. This is where I was raised at. I lost my sight here. Matter of fact, when I lost my sight, that saved my life. Because I end up messing around, hanging out with some guys, end up in prison. Thank God I got out of that. To this day, they still doing life in there. But my whole life changed after that. You know, because I liked the way when we had the neighborhood house on Graham Ave, everybody had a place to go. We had the concerts at the Masonic Temples, all that, Hip Cliff Stadium, Thanksgiving. Remember Thanksgiving games?
Yeah.
Eastside Kennedy. The bands used to be off the hook. We used to have parades coming through the city, African parades, Spanish parades. Everybody got along. But then, all of a sudden, these crazy shootings. I got shot 5 times when I was 14. And I never thought I'd make it to this day. And here it is, what, 51 years later? I still got a bullet in each leg. And I'm still wondering why I'm here. So I figure I'm here for a reason. But like you said, times change. It ain't like it used to be, because it's just like mad crazy out here now. You can't go out and do like you want to. And you said, on the weekdays, our moms be in the house. Weekends, they go do their thing, party, come home. We had to sit at the table, do our homework, got along with the neighbors. My mother used to be like she had her own soup kitchen. She made us during the summertime, we all got summer jobs. Remember the pit crow vans back in the days? Everybody had a summer job. Take the money, bring it home, help out the house. Used to always go to Wonder Bread down there, buy all your stuff from down there. I was a shoe shiner. I used to DJ. My life changed, and I still love Patterson. I just don't know if it's going to ever get back to the way it used to be. But that song you sing back in the day, that's definitely missing today.
Yeah, and people don't really realize it, but downtown had all the major stores.
Wasn't it?
And then,
yes.
And,
yeah.
Yes. And then you remember Jacob's 29 before it became Jacob's. And
yeah.
everybody would walk down there and drive past it, and you would get to see the most newest modern clothes in the window, and it was
exactly.
lit up. And if, you got,
exactly.
and if you got a chance to get an outfit from there, you was like, whoa. I remember my dad took us in there, and remember they had an escalator that you had to walk down the first escalator. And I made
mm-hmm.
my dad bought mother a leather jumpsuit. It was blue and red. It was my father was a mason, and it was going to a dance. And I remember my mom putting it on. They went out, you know, to party. And
everybody was sporting jumpsuits back then too, boy.
Yeah.
Bell bottoms. Remember the bell bottoms?
Bell bottoms. Afros.
Meyer Brothers. Meyer Brothers, a big store too.
Brothers, Jacob, Quackenbush, Mark, Woolworth. We had Lady Rose. We had
mm-hmm.
Pin Shavers. You couldn't even go in there and buy shoes because they were so expensive. You just only could look in the window and hope that you could get a pair of shoes. Elliot's Jewelry Store.
Yeah.
I remember
Woolworth had the best chicken in the business.
Yeah, and the hot dogs. Don't forget the hot dogs.
Them was some good.
And I remember the trolley used to come
right
down
through.
Main Street, and you could jump back on and catch the trolley. I'll never forget being a little girl. I would see the trolley in the middle of the block, and me and my mom would be walking down downtown. It was a lot. And then
that Rice-A-Roni commercial. When the Charlie horse came
yeah.
right through town.
That's right. And when Willowbrook opened up, it was only one store my brother worked in. It was S. Klein. And Willowbrook was nothing but a whole bunch of dirt. And all the stores in Patterson eventually moved to Willowbrook Mall. And I remember I lived in the CCP. I remember when the Towers wasn't even there. The Towers used to play on the dirt. And they built the towers later.
Because they used to have no dirt hills over there.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And remember, all the projects had their own pools.
Yeah, exactly. School 28 and School 4 was right next to each other.
Yeah. School 4 was first. School 28 came later.
Yeah. They put it on that block right there by the bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, and not only that, but when Patterson, when the holidays came, boy, they dressed up downtown like a mother, and up and down Broadway.
Oh, yeah, the lights and everything.
Wasn't that incredible?
And not just that, I don't know if you remember, but when I used to sit on my porch on Sunday, you know, because you couldn't go nowhere after church, the mayor would drive past and ride around town and wave to you. I think it was Graves or Kramer.
Mayor Graves, yep.
And the police would drive around, and you was out like past 11. They would stop you and say, "Where you going?" And you'd be like, "Home." Get there and get off the street.
Right.
They used to walk up and down the street. They would walk up and down, and you knew them. You knew their names, and you spoke to them. And if you got in trouble, they would come and they would like say, "You know you shouldn't have did that. Get on home." You know what I mean? Like, it ain't like now. Like, cops see you, and the only first thing they do, they put their hands on their gun. They don't try
exactly.
to get to know the people.
Exactly.
It's gun first, and then find out what kind of crime you committed later after you laying on the ground dead.
Yeah,
but,
we used to be on the corner, sing on the corners, and the cops used to come, like, walking by. They say, "How you doing? What's up?" We stop and talk to you, talk to your family on the porches. It was like another world to compare today.
Yeah. But the thing is, we didn't have what people got now. Remember, it wasn't cell phones; it was phones,
nope.
and it
Some
was
long
pay phones. You went in a booth. You put your little nickel in, and then you call, or you call the operator, say, collect phone call, you know, to call whoever you need to pick up. And you know, it was things out that, like, we didn't worry about phone calls like now. Like, everybody hold their phone, waiting for people to call on the phone. Back then, you went and lived your life, and then when you came home, somebody be like, oh, so-and-so call, or a job call for you, or whatever. It ain't like now, like, you on call with your phone. Like, I keep telling people, your phone is not your life. It's a phone.
They got it tied to their hip.
You know what I mean? Like, all day long, you on your phone. Like, these are people you don't even go see. You just talking to them.
Remember all the events they used to have down at the falls?
Yeah.
And people used to get together, barbecue, cookout, have all kinds of fun, man.
How about the fireworks? At Gary Mountain,
yes.
Eastside Park.
Yes. Yep. Eastside Park. Lit them up.
And I remember Eastside Park had animals. Remember it had a zoo?
Yeah. Right behind the fence. Yep. Some deers and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yep. So people start, you know, messing with the animals. But it was a beautiful town. And I remember driving down Broadway with my mom on Saturdays. And you would see the mayor sitting outside his house. Was right next door to the library, and he had this big rocking chair. He would sit in and just watch the cars go back, you know, because the cars was old as heck back then. Remember the black ones?
In the quarters. And the Cadillac Seville's and the Fleetwood Macs and stuff.
Yeah, and everybody, just like down south, everybody spoke to you. You know, when you drove by, they spoke like down south.
And the streets was clean, too.
It's clean. If you dropped something, you felt so bad, you would hold it until you got to a garbage can. It wasn't like you just threw stuff down like you didn't have no sense.
I used to do the same thing.
I
used to eat a popsicle. I'd try, like, oh, man, I got to carry this in my pocket till I find a garbage can, because it's like everybody got their eye on you out there. It was clean. It was that clean out there. And then the neighborhood house would come around and make the empty lots. They would put these big old movie theaters up in there. And not only that, what about all our athletes that came from Patterson?
Yeah, and how about when we went to school? Like, people didn't have gates back then. So you could cut through your backyard and get all the way halfway to school just walking through people's backyard. People didn't care or try to shoot you and kill you because you walked in their backyard.
Yeah, because when I used to live on Governor Street, we used to go through the backyard, go there, hit 12th Ave, go through the next alleyway, Hamilton Ave, all the way up to School 6.
Yep.
Had to go all the way up around, just hit the alleyway, and they look at you, say, hi, how you doing? Wave at you. Now, like you said, they shoot you down coming out their backyard.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I'm telling you.
But I love it.
And and then Gary Mountain, all your family would meet up there on Sunday, and your parents and them would be chilling, talk to each other, and you playing in the heat, you know what I mean?
Some kids be out there horseback riding. I wasn't getting on the horse. White Castle was one of the biggest spots to go.
You remember Palisade Park?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the crazy thing, me and three guys, we end up walking from up there. We got so greedy, spent all our money. We had to walk back home.
That's a long walk.
Yeah. If you think that's something. And the crazy thing about it, the cops, when we got down to Fairlawn, they helped. They drove us all the way back down to the borderline there.
Oh,
like,
wow.
We were talking, yo, man, we spent all our money and we couldn't get back home, so we had to walk.
Yeah, it was cool.
And we never had to worry about our moms that night when she walked home by herself because nobody be bothering you.
Yeah.
It's like everybody knew everybody.
And
I miss that.
And remember,
I miss that. Even now today, sometimes I be skeptical about sitting in front of my house at times now.
Yeah,
I used to have
a
big lounge there, sitting in the alleyway, and now I don't hardly do that because it's getting crazy out here.
Yeah. I remember you used to leave your. I left my. I used to leave my car windows open and you forget and leave your pocketbook in the car all night long. The next day, the window still be down, your pocketbook be still there.
And you're right. When something happened, they tell you. They're like, hey, get out of there. Leave that alone. It was decent then.
It did. Sometimes you got home. sometimes you got home, your neighbor would tell something you did, and you your mother would go off on you.
you remember that, right?
Yeah.
How you know? I know. And when they ground you, you can't be good, like, sitting in the room, like, go back outside. No, you ain't. Sit your behind down somewhere.
Yeah, take TV away from you.
Yeah, they were serious. But we learned a lot.
Remember TV went off at 10 o'clock and a siren would go off. And you couldn't watch TV no more till 7 o'clock in the morning.
And you remember that? Yeah, because how did the TV all go blank and everything?
Go blank. And only had 3 channels.
Yeah. And the cool thing about it, when your TV break down, we used to put the, a hanger as an antenna. As an antenna, pliers to turn the TV with.
Yeah. And we was the remote control, remember, for our parents.
Yeah, exactly. I went over to a friend of my house. He had this big floor model with a little TV on top of it because the floor model didn't work.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
People went and throw their TV away. They would put another TV on top of it.
Exactly. And you're right, the downtown was a place to go, too.
Yeah, on Saturday. You would go down there and hang with your friends, and you hung. You was decent. You didn't go down there and try to break stuff up or whatever. You went down there and you shopped and you had clean fun.
Yeah, and when we used to go play in the parks, play basketball, they used to have the basketball games. You ain't had to worry about nobody coming in shooting that up or fighting out there. Everybody sat around and watched everything. Roy Sparrow.
You remember Mr. Peanut?
Yeah,
the big
you
peanut
know Mr.
man.
Peanut?
And you can smell the peanuts cooking downtown.
Yeah. Remember around the corner, they used to always have them big old tractor trailers full of watermelons and stuff and fruits and all that?
They would come around your house.
Yep.
And sell it. The fruit man. We used to call the fruit man, the soda man, the milkman.
Yeah, the milkman used to deliver it. We had this milkman. He was a white guy.
Yeah,
always came in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody got milk from him. Them big old truck when they used to have the government cheese and stuff all out and a big bag of it.
Oh, geez, that was the best cheese sandwich you can have.
Yeah, we going way back
like
now.
That.
Yeah, that was the real stuff there.
The real cheese. Oh, Miles, we got to call. Hello? Someone
yo,
here?
Yo, what's going on, sis?
How you
doing?
Oh,
that's Dre.
Dre, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show. But
okay, you got something you want to say?
Yeah, I got a long picture show right now.
Huh?
Y'all done made everything in Patterson except the most important part.
What?
Eastside Park Cookout.
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about how Eastside used to jump off.
Don't Saturday morning, check out. You gotta get up there and get the best one before they get too late.
Yeah
now it's all tore up, man. It's tore up now. They got, like, all kind of potholes and
ditches.
Yeah,
that's the way it used to be, man.
Talk about back then compared to now.
That was the most... You know, I haven't been to a cookout. The last cookout I went to was with Jay Sean when they did the Trinity Dad thing. But as far as the family cookout, yeah, it's been about almost 30 years, 35 years. And I'm only 46, so you didn't
ask. Drive your bike down there. We used to call it Dead Man Curry.
So you know another thing about that too, Lisa. When you ride your bike, you can put your bike in front of the store and come outside and still be sitting there.
Oh, well, I don't know. I've got a story about that with my brother. Somebody stole my bike and him take me somewhere, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Now you take they take their stuff, they chain up like 20 chains on them.
Yeah, not cool.
Silk City was
even back then.
Oh, we got another caller. Hold on, Dre.
Yep. Okay.
And, Miles. Hello?
Hello, Lisa.
Yes.
This OG WAP.
OG WAP.
Yeah.
Now, who's OG Wop?
That's me. Wop, W-H-O-P.
Okay.
You remember last week with you and your brother?
Oh, the guy for the married man. The married man.
You and Veronica. Yeah.
What's happening?
We was waiting for you earlier, but my brother said he didn't hear from you, but glad to hear from
right.
you tonight.
Yeah, we you know, hey, old folks get like that time go by so fast, you know, it slipped by.
You and your wife made my day, man.
Hey, we're here for a few minutes. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
We fine.
Okay, what y'all
you
talking
wanna,
about?
We talking about back in the day. You want to talk about some stuff that happened back in the day?
Yeah.
Let me tell you
my story. He
told
him last week.
My story's good. Now,
don't get
me. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Did your grandfather beat you every day? I got to beat him with a switch. Y'all remember those switches?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember them. That's the switches with them little green leaves on them.
Yeah. And they made you kill them too.
Yep, and you peel them off, and then they take them. They take like three or four of them, and they braid them like they make them like a braid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And these are weapons on your body too.
Yeah.
People came Chris' friend while I was in New York, so it was like 20 years later when I saw him, and he came to visit us here. Hello?
Keep talking.
He said, Michelle, they called Michelle for Michelle Short when I was young. He said, you remember you used to get a beating every day with your granddaddy? Every day. I went and washed the dishes. I didn't know why he beat me every day with that switch. And he was the only one that remembered, because I used to tell that story to everybody. He'd take at me with his finger. And Bob used to laugh all the time. And that's the first thing he came and told me, you remember getting them beatings every day? I said, yeah, but I know why he did it now. Because I got my grandkids here, and I wish I had a switch to get them every day.
You got a branch? You got some trees out there you can pull them branches off and beat
them. No, not today. You got to beat them with something else.
My uncle back in the day, they used to get them barber straps that you use to sharpen your razor with.
The iron, the cord
come off the iron. They would use that too.
Iron cord, yeah. Unplug it, and that's it.
Hey.
Yeah. Extension cords.
Hey, get that extension cord, and you know when you're going to get a whooping, because when your mama takes that bath, you already know what's coming. Go on, get in that bath to her. As soon as you get in there and sit down, she coming up with that extension cord. Every time a whip come up, the water push it back down.
Yo, we used to call that teach you how to be good whoopings.
Exactly.
We used to call that solid.
You don't
want to
get whooped like that again. You don't want to get whooped like that again. You listen to what they say.
Hey, we used to call it child abuse, but you better not take it outside.
Man, my mother used to say child abuse better not come up in our house because they get an ass whooping too.
That's what I'm talking about. You couldn't say it outside.
Yeah.
You couldn't say behind a butt. My granddad will think you're talking about, you know, the body part.
You are talking about the body part.
Oh, it's like
the finches,
and you say that word.
Hey, Lisa,
but I
love
to.
We didn't cut in on y'all, did we?
No. But remember, the teachers used to hit us too.
Damn,
yeah, I had a teacher like that, Miss Pyle. She used to make me put my hand out and had a ruler. I mean, like a damn. She had a ruler.
A paddle.
Yep, paddle. Yeah, Mr. Brooks, they was two cops. They was two cops in Patterson. They used to have this satellite, the school called Satellite, right behind where I hop at right now. They used to make us get down like in a push-up position on our knuckles.
Yeah.
and keep our butt up in there and hit you with that plastic bats. Remember those yellow plastic bats? They used to bust up a highway and when you get out of line. And then when we got home, we got another beat down for my mom, our dad, because we did wrong.
When you get home, that's a man whooping.
Yeah.
Hey,
my mother always told her son, she sat us down, she said, look, if y'all get out there and you go in the streets and you get in trouble on purpose, do not call me. Don't call me. And if you did something you ain't, you know, if you and they charge you with something you didn't do, then you call me. If you did something wrong, don't call me. I like, damn, mom, you going to leave us down there? She, if you was man enough to do it, you're man enough to take the time, whatever they're going to do to you. I like, damn. Stop me from doing bad stuff.
I know Lisa told on her brother a lot because she told on her dad. I know she told on her brother everything he did wrong. She snitched him out, I bet you.
No, actually he told on me all the time. I didn't tell on him.
No, he told on your dad.
And Lisa, that's another thing, too. When your mother asked you a question at home, who did what?
And then it was your mother there, too? Come on, man.
I gotta tell my friend about that.
Yo, Mr. Y.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Y. You know, when you was a kid, your mother said, who broke something? And y'all all sitting there, and you better tell her the truth.
Don't nobody say nothing.
That's how these kids do.
Hey, in my house, if you didn't say nothing, everybody. If you didn't tell her somebody broke something in the house, you all get a whooping.
That's right. So we just need to line up and get ready.
We ain't telling our house. I ain't getting whooped for free.
Hey.
I'm not getting whooped for free, Mr. Watt. Homie don't play that. I didn't break it.
I tell our cousin did it, but he's on left. Trying to keep her from getting whooped. She whooped us anyway because she knew I was lying.
Yeah, you lie all the time.
I don't lie all the time. I lie sometimes.
He's lying now, right, Miss Y? He's lying now, ain't he?
Yeah, he's lying. I don't know. His mom used to tell me some stories.
Man, we used to get so many ass whoopers too. We got used to them things.
And they used to cut each other toes and stuff out.
Hey, I wonder, did our grandmothers whoop us like that? Remind of the days when they used to get whooped back in the day. That's how it was, huh?
There wasn't nothing nice about them whooping back in the day. Not with no stitchy court.
I told you.
I know,
don't forget.
My uncle used to take his and soak it in water.
Now, we was already in the water. You know what I'm saying? Every time she hit you, the whip come up on you, and then soon you lay down in the water, the whip go away. We couldn't even snitch in school talking about we got a whooping last night because all the whips gone. So is hell, but all the whips gone.
Mom and them had this big old tub they used to have the water in. Y'all know those
pinch
things, that big tub?
Y'all real
touchy. They had real tubs back then.
Yeah,
I don't know what they got now. I don't know what they got now.
She
had tubs back then.
She got a real tub.
Yeah, sister called. But I see why he did it. I didn't do nothing wrong.
That you kept
but he
you
made me wrong. What? I didn't.
Hey, sometimes me and my younger brother, we know we were going to get a whooping that day. We used to run away in the daytime. And my mama tell our husband, but don't go get them. As soon as their ass get hungry, they'll come sneaking back in the house, and you get a devil ass whooping for that devil. Believe
hey, excuse me for a minute, Lisa.
Hey.
You was talking about, hold on, Mr. Watt. You were talking about a teacher. You said she's 90-something now. That you said
94.
Yeah, you said she wasn't your teacher back then. Why? Was she was a strict teacher?
No, she was eighth grade teacher, but we had three. I didn't get her, but you know, I knew her.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I knew her. You know how some teachers you know was tough and you didn't really want to get them.
Yes, I had some of them in school six.
Yeah. She would call people.
Granddaddy beat everybody except you.
I definitely say you keep talking about your granddaddy beat everybody. Got too much.
He beat everybody.
Yeah, you remember when Joe Clark came to Eastside.
Yeah, I was out of school then, but yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, yo, them kind of teachers, them the kind of principal we need today.
So it's really, I thought that was just in the movie.
That was a true story, sir. He was real over here. Patterson. Yeah, he was real in Patterson.
Oh,
Joe
yeah.
Crockett, he didn't play.
Well,
say it again.
When I went to
yeah.
Hey, and we used to fuck them white boys up left and right every day. Somebody hung in the closet. We don't even know who did it, but always somebody was hung in the closet.
No, man, you had a wild in school, huh? You were, you hear that, Lisa?
But I think that the parents back in the day, they were a little bit too rough on the kids back then. Like, I don't know from how they was living or whatever, but I remember kids that lived next door to us, and their parents were beat them with the switches, and they would be beating them so bad that I would tell my mother, could you go over there and just save them? Because, like, it didn't make no sense the way parents really beat their kids back then. I mean, like,
I got a beating every day with that switch.
You would tell your mama to go over there and tell them people to stop whooping on them. And people might have started swinging at your mama back then in our day.
I got a whooping every
I'm
day.
I'm going to tell you, but I did. I used to tell my mama that.
Over here, you swing at mama, you in trouble.
That's why your mama wouldn't go over there. Anything she'll send you over there for the lady to beat your ass, too.
No, Alicia, you was right, because we had neighbors that we used to hear them get whooped like that, and we used to sit there like, oh, my God, I wish they stopped.
Like,
they're
and not just
to,
that.
They're trying
no,
to get the...
And not just that. It was a lady, too, that lived in my mom's house that the boyfriend would beat her so bad. Like, I mean, she had knots on her eyes that I was like, it was unbelievable, like, that men really beat women that bad back in the day. And nobody helped them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they walked around looking like that. It was bad.
Hey, that
was
normal.
Back in the day.
That was normal back then. You talking about that? Hey,
like
and
that.
Then Lisa talking about tell her mama to go over there and tell them people to stop. I don't know what part of town you were living in. You're talking about tell your mama to go over there and bother them people.
But
they knew. If they put their hands on Lisa's mother, they would have got a serious beatdown.
Look, I'm gonna tell you this. My brother come on the phone, but my mom used to beat us, but Randy would do all the stuff, and then I would get the beating, but he used to beat me harder because he couldn't take it. And then when she used to beat me, I used to take the belt and say, I'm not giving it back because you don't beat me enough. And she'd be like, you give me the belt, and I'd be like, I'm not giving you the belt. You're not going to beat me for something. I don't know. I just was a different kid. I was different.
Hey, Lisa, within y'all family? How many kids?
Five.
We had eight in our family. We could just line up like we were in school and get our ass whooped. My mama started from the front to the back.
I thought my grandparents was my mama and daddy until I found out my mama, who my mom was. And I went to move with her in New York and found out I had five more siblings. First I was the baby, and then I was the oldest. Oh, my God. They get in trouble. I had to stand in line and get a beat or two. Since I had the switches every day, I was used to it, so I just stood there.
Everybody needs to get a beat and get in line.
But it's a sister that I have. Her name was Angie. Her name was Angie. She passed away. She will cry for you, and you getting a beating. What are you crying for?
You feel that pain?
She said, I'm going to do the same thing. You stand right there, and when I get a beating, don't say nothing. What? That girl, she was trying to get under the bed.
And they waited for her. She went
in. I said, oh, my God.
Y'all don't have nothing good to talk about the old days, about all this, you know, whooping each other and all that. It was a good day, wasn't it?
At least you was taught a lesson. Like now, parents just cuss the kids out, don't really pay attention to them. You know what I mean? Like, you got to do an old ass whooping to shake them up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes, you do now.
Parents and kids are another 4 years apart. They don't cross the stuff together. They don't get the stuff we used to get back in the day. The grandma, 32, the mama, 18, and the son, he's about 5 or 6 years old. They grown up together.
Yeah.
I don't know what no whooping is, man.
whooping if they come around me.
And then how about you going to call the police talking about 911? You better forget that number.
Yeah,
well, first of all, nobody wears a belt no more, so how are you going to beat them?
With a branch out that tree.
I
got trees.
In my purse when I used to go to the school. But these kids here, and the teacher would say, where is your belt? I want you to beat them.
They got a teacher telling her to beat the kid. You know it,
kid was terrible.
You know it, bad.
One day I forgot my belt and went there just to check it and see what he did. And she said, where is the belt? I said, I forgot it. She went to another class to go find me a belt to take him to my special bathroom. Oh, my God, that teacher.
I know what. Y'all better been glad Lisa wasn't there because she was a total on y'all. Lisa, you done went to the principal and told on her.
Lisa, I got a grandbaby. She's 2 years old. And she was doing a funky chicken today.
No, but I'm going to tell you, my daughter, when she was, I think she was maybe about four or three. And my girlfriend son used to fall out. So one day I was in the store, me and my daughter, and she wanted something. And I couldn't afford it. And I told her I couldn't get it. So anyway, I started walking off. All of a sudden, I heard screaming and crying, and I looked back. My daughter had fell on the floor screaming and hollering. Now, I didn't get mad that she was screaming and hollering. I got mad that she was on the floor with the clothes I bought. So this white man was walking by, and I said, sir, can I borrow your belt? And he gave me the belt, and I whooped her ass in the store, and everybody was looking at me, and I said, if y'all don't want to get the same thing, I advise y'all to keep it walking. I said, because nobody's going to tell me what to buy them at 3 or 4 years old. That's right.
Don't say nothing to me about what I'm doing. The school knew when I come.
They take pictures of everything going on. How you on the news?
They didn't do nothing to me when I went to the school.
Well, I feel like this. If they want to call Dyke, Dyke, go ahead and live with them because of... If I'm struggling to take care of you, then you need to act
Watts,
right.
We call that discipline.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Hey,
you don't behave like that. You never behave like that in public with your mother because your mother will take you down.
That's all I'm saying.
We have some respect.
Hey, we don't call that discipline. We were used to that. We used to go and line up for a whooping for nothing. Just know we're going to get a whooping, so just go get in line.
How about what they used to do to you in church? You act up in church, they knock your head off.
Oh, yeah. Never. Yeah, you don't put that in church.
Man, I used to just sit there and watch them.
That's something else. My mama ain't forced us into no church because the preacher would have had hell with us in church. So she damn sure wasn't taking us to no church.
You know, another caller.
Sorry. Okay, let's take this caller. Caller?
Okay,
go ahead.
Caller?
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening. Who's calling?
This is Mr. O.
Mr. O, okay then. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, I had to pray before I got on the I was praying with the pastor before I got on the show tonight because I got word that Mr. Miles was going to be on the line this evening. So, how are you doing, Mr. Miles?
I'm doing good.
But I wanted to chime in.
Don't touch
the I did something right. I'm here for 5 years.
Yo, man, that's a blessing. But I wanted to chime in, you know. Yeah, this is Omar. That's
okay,
you.
What
man, I can't call it. So, unfortunately, in 2020,
hold up, Mr. Watts. He's saying something, Mr. Watts. Hold up. What are you saying, O?
So unfortunately, I got two parts I need to comment on real quick. Unfortunately, in 2023, it's called, you do that to a child now, it's called commerce and a felony. So, you know, but, you know, I came in on the tail end of that. You know, I got a little bit of that tentacle action. My daddy used to make custom belts. Okay, depending on the severity of your actions, you know, would depend on what kind of utility he would use, from extension cords to cable wires. I mean, hell,
yeah,
if you thought you was a man, you get the hands. And but I remember seeing some stuff. You know, I remember seeing some stuff as a kid growing up over on 38th Street. We had Eastside Park. I remember they used to do the big Easter egg hunts and stuff out there. And I used to love to go out there. You win the prizes and stuff. And to talk about what you had said earlier, Mr. Miles, I remember clear as day in that area, because you know, over on by once you get up there by Eastside Park and 38th, that's all Jewish community. So
oh, yeah.
I remember literally seeing the KKK with their sheets and everything coming down the street. And I thought, you know, when I look back at that, and I said, you know, I used to, you know, I think about it now, I said, man, I must have been dreaming seeing that shit in Patterson. But now that you mentioned it, I guess that did exist up there. And that was crazy.
Yeah, I was living on Hart Street, and they lived on the other side of Helden Ave. You couldn't
go across. Yeah, they had your hoods and everything on.
Yep, our mother always told us, don't never cross that block. Never cross that side of the street. And you see them out there with their white hats and stuff, out, burning them crosses, man. We're like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember going to school 20, too. We had a, you know, that was right behind the dog pound. We were from Patterson, you know, the dog pound. I went to school 20. And we had a principal by the name of Mr. Tyson.
Yeah, Mr. Tyson. Y'all remember?
Yeah, Mr. Tyson. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Tyson used to whoop my ass. He had a big ass paddle with the drill holes in it. And, when I cut up in school, my father done gave him the green light. Shit. They take me up there in that office and give you the business.
We had a detector named Detective Green. Used to be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
A detective used to whoop y'all.
He lived on Godwin Ave, boy. He used to take you in the back of his foyer. He had this table.
Yeah.
And had this paddle with like nail, like holes like the size of a nail. Like he put in the wind. He said it cuts down on the wind.
Yeah, we have a festival like that.
Our mother used to always send it like, okay, you want to ask? And she said, gave him permission to bust your behind, boy. Like, damn.
Yeah, and it used to be so bad, especially living in that community where I was at. We had an African dude, man, and his name was Mr. Mwagi. And if you walked on his damn grass, he thought he'd come and pull your damn ear, almost rip your ear off, and then go tell your father, then I get an ass whipping from my dad.
Hey, Lisa.
I'm like, damn.
Lisa.
You couldn't even walk on people's grass.
Remember everybody used to wear them slide in the family stone afros?
Yeah, with the pick
in it. Big, huge ass. We had we used to always have a pick in the back of the head with a peace sign on it.
Yeah.
Walking around our dashikis and stuff like we were from Africa.
Oh, yeah.
I got
a old phone.
Back then, we didn't have a lot of them guns and stuff, people getting shot and all of that. It was everybody getting up at 3 o'clock. If you had a problem, you know, back in my day, you know, 3 o'clock, we all meet up at the park. If you got
put your hands up, right?
Yep. Or if you got beef with somebody at a school, we be ganging up, you know, going fighting school to school. I remember them days, man. East Side against Kennedy and School 20 against School 30. It used to be fun back then.
Yeah, School 4, then they put School 28 over there years later. It used to be School 28 versus School 4.
But one thing I would say, Patterson definitely molded me who I am today. Because if it wasn't for Patterson, man, you know, Patterson brings a whole. You know, if you came up in the 90s or anything behind the 90s, I feel like Patterson made you a different individual. Like, you know, because I don't know what the hell these 20 boys doing nowadays, but
and Patterson was
back
the,
then.
Patterson was the joint back
it
then.
It made
man.
You a man. If you lived in Patterson. And you ain't get your ass whooped by your parents and get your ass whooped in the hood, you wasn't from Patterson.
Word.
Yeah.
They used to call us Silk City back then.
I don't know what they did in that old Miami, but, you know, they didn't do nothing but swim with dolphins down there.
You got another caller,
let's
Lisa.
Let's take this caller, Omar. Hold on for a minute, okay? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Guy, how you doing?
Lisa, how are you?
All right, and you? Nice hearing from you today.
Miss Miller.
Mom, how are you? Great show.
Thank you. I missed you on Tuesday. I was down and out a little bit, but I missed you. I'm going to try to catch you again.
Okay. Just coming Tuesday, the Lord's willing, Lisa.
Yes, you know, some days you got to just take it down.
Yes.
Yes, but it's nice hearing from you. Thank you for calling. Did you want to say something about back in the day or wanted to make a statement?
Just growing up at school, high school, and on. I'm not going to get too much because I know the time is late, but
That's okay. We have time. We have time for you. You called in. You speak what you have to say. Go ahead.
I mean, no, I'm sure someone else is behind me, Lisa, so it's okay, but I'm just saying back in the day it was absolutely fun, no regrets whatsoever. I had fun. I remember coming home, like, from high school just to get on the payphone, you know, outside, and it was free. I used to just dial people and then go back, you know, on lunch break. But what I just say?
Did the payphone was free?
Yeah, well, you know how they whatever they do to them pay phones, they mess it up.
Oh, so it's rigged up for you.
Yeah, they don't know nothing about that in Miami.
The coins in there, and the coins come right back out, but the phone, a dial tone, come on.
Yes, you know how they did. So that's what I used to dial, get on the phone, call people, and then go back to school. So I must say, back in the day, it was fun. It was absolutely fun. I enjoyed every bit of it. I enjoyed just being in the park, going for lunch, socializing with my friends, grammar school, just everything about it, Lisa.
Yeah, because we used to have Eastside Park, after everybody got off of work and everything, it would be lined up in Eastside Park, and you would drive through, and everybody would just be chilling from the day that went by, and you just drove by and all through the park, and you got to see and you meet people. It was really beautiful back then. It was.
Eastside reminded me of that song Will Smith made, Summertime.
Yeah.
Everybody in the park washing their cars, chilling out.
Yep.
I mean, I used to be crowded.
We used to ride our bikes down the Snake Hill out there.
Back in y'all day, y'all didn't used to have
No. Now that was the dangerous hill to go down, too.
Yeah, yep. the break time.
We used to call it Dead Man Curve. We called it Dead Man Curve back in the day.
And,
you get killed going down that thing, coming around that curve like that, speeding.
And look, people, you know, they were smoking back then, but it wasn't like now. Like
happy
smoking,
420, everybody, too. I'm sorry.
But now you people smoke, you can smell it. It's all, you know what I mean? They acting all, you know, it's just not respectful. It ain't respectful now like it was back in the day.
Exactly.
Now, they're smoking that COVID nowadays. They ain't smoking no weed.
Yeah, even people that was on drugs. Remember people was on drugs back then? They didn't hang all on the corner or on the main drag, all messed up. They was all high. They went to where they set themselves down. But now,
no, exactly,
because back in the day, you're right, we used to smoke and all that, but we used to grow it in our backyard. We didn't have to worry about all the chemicals and stuff in it. Putting them fertilizer and water on our weed back in the days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's that real smoke.
It was every once in a while, somebody would put something in somebody's drug, but the cops would be dead on it. You know what I mean?
No,
They didn't play that.
Remember when they used to have the Thanksgiving football game Eastside Kennedy? And that Eastside band come out there, them bad boys was off the hook with that band.
Yeah, man.
Yep. We used to have DJs out there, and we used to be on the park all the time. Y'all had bands on the park.
But y'all know who the best was back in the day in basketball, though.
Well, Kennedy.
That was Pete.
Nah, Don Bosco.
Lisa, you said something about beast. Tech. Wayne Tech, to the day, people thrive and go to Tech now. Tech be off the hook. People be wanting their kids to go to Tech like a mother, because Tech got a lot of people graduating out of there going to college.
Yeah, I went there.
Yo, then the schools You couldn't just get out of school for anything.
Now, talk about Don Bosco. You seen their football players? There were some country boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my
cousin. See the size of them guys?
Catholic. Yep.
Them boys look like they came out of Georgia.
Yep. See, I was going back in the day where I was literally going to school at Eastside, but I was playing ball up in Sparta with the white boys.
I want to ask a question to Veronica. Veronica, you still there? Veronica?
Mr. Watt, your wife still there?
Well, one thing I want to share about
Patterson. Go ahead.
I saw the chip in Patterson. I go to church in Patterson, Lisa.
Oh, which one?
The Love of Jesus.
The one on Broadway, East 18.
It's St. Paul's, isn't it?
St. Paul's? What you saying? That's the name of it? That's what you're saying, Lisa?
Where is it at? It's East 18 and what?
Broadway, East 18. It used to be across the street from the Rainbow Motel. Remember the Rainbow Motel?
Ain't that St. Paul's? Oh, no, that's
so.
That used to be the Masonic Temple.
No, Masonic Temple is further down.
No, that used to be the Masonic Temple for white people.
Oh, yeah, up there by East 18 till they moved down. Yeah, because Mr. Brown brought one down there by White Castle now.
Yeah. What floor are you on, LaToya?
I'm sorry?
What floor are you on inside the church?
Oh, the first level.
Oh, yeah, I went there before. I visited a couple of times to that minister. He was pretty good.
Yeah,
because they used to have a rehab thing there too for recovering addicts and alcoholics too.
They have a ballroom in there too.
Oh yeah, it's a huge church. It has many different things.
Yeah. And right around the corner,
a long time ago, I think like 84, maybe 85. I used to be a Jehovah's Witness, and they bought the Masonic Temple, and I helped renovate it.
And today it's still now the one down Lower Broadway is down there now.
Mm-hmm.
By the Check Casting place, they still have that place running.
For real? Yeah.
And the people from Backstreet, that group Backstreet, I knew most of them guys that it was in that band. They used to sit at our kitchen table and eat breakfast with my brothers and sisters. Tim Thomas played professional basketball. He lived upstairs from us.
You remember the Muslims, how big they were back in Patterson back in the day?
Yep.
On Broadway and I think it was Broadway Carroll or Auburn. They
Broadway and Auburn.
Yeah, they was big.
Right over there by the library.
Yep, right by Cross Street from the library.
Yep. And then they had a steak and take right down Graham Ave and 12th Ave. Brother Tony and them I used to work in there too. They taught me how to the Muslim way. They taught me the Muslim way of life, man. I was like, golly. These guys are serious, and they be well groomed too.
Yeah. We had some nice places to eat too.
Yeah.
Remember the rib place down the hill by Holman Street?
Everybody used to go down there and get busy.
Get the ribs and stuff. Yeah.
Yep. Mr. G used to be right there by the trestle.
Mhm. Latoya, I didn't know you lived in Patterson.
They had the bakery down there, too, where they used to make bread.
Latoya, what did you say?
No, I didn't hear you. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said I didn't know you lived in Patterson.
I don't live in Patterson. I fellowship in Patterson, born and raised in Hoboken, 38 years and still here.
Hoboken. All right,
Tucky in the building.
I've been there visited a couple of times. Very nice.
She down there with Frank Sinatra, hometown.
Yeah, they still got a statue
out there, Latoya?
Yeah, they got a park. The park and
parking.
Hey, look, Frank Sinatra, that guy, look,
that's
I like his music. He can sing.
Yeah.
Him and Dean Martin. Dean Martin used to be drunk all the time, but he could rock a song. They could rock some songs back then.
Hey, Miles, you know who you need to keep the park clean, though, in Eastside Park, who kept the park up, right? Do y'all remember him, Mr. Pickens?
He used to put flowers and stuff up. Yeah, he was Pittman. Yeah, I remember him.
When he passed away.
Yeah, when I used to see that park was beautiful too, man.
It was. Yeah. It was. I thought it was a paradise.
It was a beautiful place to be. Yeah, you could go out there with get your blanket, sit on the ground, have a picnic, and chill.
Yeah.
Kids run around and look over out the side. You see all them deers. They have all them deers behind that big old gate back there. The little roller skating ring on the other side of it.
Yeah, I remember that. We had the little snow. We would snowboard off some hills, too, that goes down into the – it goes all the way down into the Snake Hills. You know
what
I'm talking about?
Well, you remember, look, we had 7 movie theaters, and we had, like, 5 bowling alleys in Patterson.
Yep.
And the mayor owned one.
When the Fabian used to be on Church Street?
On
when
Church
they
Street,
showed
we had
they showed Muhammad Ali movie
Plaza.
Back then.
We had the Plaza on Union Ave.
Yep. We used to go watch Bruce Lee. All the karate movies used to be up there.
Yep.
Everybody come outside with their nunchucks trucks and the Chinese shoes. Remember that,
Oh, that was my brother. Yep. I had to take him there every Saturday.
Hey, Lisa, we used to break our mother's broom handle and make nunchucks out of them. Just knew we was karate experts.
And you remember the Chinese restaurant on West Broadway upstairs?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, the one downtown, you go up that flight of stairs. Right across the street, that piece of store is still there?
I forgot the name of that one.
Man, the best
pizza
in town was Frankie
Joe's. Joe's was further up in the middle, right between Washington and Church Street. That's still there, too,
How about our radio? How about the record player stores we had, Miles? One on Broadway, three downtown.
Hear music all day long.
Yeah.
Especially ones down Main Street.
The one on Lower Main.
Yeah, and Manning's, that clothing store for the men. Oh, man, and men's. What was the other one? Men's Shop over at Ellison.
Yeah.
Van Houten and Main Street called some Spirals.
Barney, too. He had one Barney on Main Street.
Barney's used to be Lower Main. Yep. Dan Patterson was off the hook, man. It's a beautiful.
Hey, they still got Jersey Crust out there?
Yeah, they got Guernsey Crest, though. It ain't the same, though, but it's still here. It don't taste the same.
Yo, man, they got 2 Papa Joe's down there now, too.
Oh, okay.
They got one over there, Street. Yo, man, all the bars, everybody used to go to the bars, man, hang out, have a good time, man.
Miles, do you remember General Hospital?
Yep. Yep, right there on Market Street.
Right there.
They turned that into a high school. They built a high school there now.
No, it's the fire. No, it's the fire department right there. That should be General Hospital.
The department.
It was General Hospital right there on Madison Ave and Market Street.
No, I'm talking about first. Talk about the hold on. It's East 18 and Market. Remember Howard Page, the fruit stand used to be, the fruit store used to be on the corner? On Market in East 18, and right across the street was General Hospital. Remember it was Patterson Hospital there?
Yeah, General Hospital.
Now they turned that into a high school. They tore it down. They built that, a high school there, and they built a new police fire department on the other corner where Market and Main Street. I mean, Market and Madison Ave.
Hey,
because
General
Hospital moved
up there
on Hamburg Turnpike. It's St. Joe's Wayne.
Yeah.
I remember back then, right? Back in that time, I'm gonna take it so far back. I remember when the police cars were still black and they were still white and blue, and they had those big box Chevys.
Yeah.
Back on there.
You remember the cabs they had back then? You could put like 9 people in them.
Veronica, you on now? Veronica? Okay, Veronica, before we close, I just want to ask you a question. When you moved down south, what was the difference between living up north and living down south? What's the big difference, you think?
The buildings we lived in, just apartments, like, and my grandparents had a home. And when I got up there, my granddaddy, I was raised with him, and he had his own business, right? When I got up there to New York, I asked the kids what food stamp was, and they laughed at me.
You had the books up there.
They explained to me about food stamp. I wanted to go to the store, get me some.
Your granddaddy and them had money. That's what that was.
Yo, Mr. Watt.
He used to go to the store.
You live down there all your life?
What, Miami?
Yeah, where you live at now? You live there all your life?
In Atlanta? No. I came from Miami.
Okay, so when you left from Miami to where you at now, which one is better for you?
Miami. Man, ain't nothing nice about Atlanta.
Man, you shouldn't have asked him that, man.
Listen, everyone. My brother said I got to close, but I want to thank Veronica and OG, her husband. Thank you for coming on, Miles. I want to thank all the listeners for coming on.
Hey, Lisa,
yes. Uh huh.
Tell your brother you need one more hour, just like he had 5 hours the other week with us.
I want to thank you also, Latoya. I want to thank you also. It's been a great night. And look, Veronica and your husband, you can come back on anytime you get ready. Miles, you're welcome.
Hey, Lisa, I want to thank you for that song back in the day, because that song, that hit home, bro.
What's up?
You're welcome. You're welcome, Miles. I want to thank you for being there until Veronica and her husband come. You helped me out a lot. And Veronica and OG, I had faith in you that I knew you were going to come on, but thank you. I want everybody to be safe. Have a wonderful a wonderful weekend, and till next week, join
all
me.
Right.
Hey, I'm sorry we were late, Lisa.
It's not about you being late. It's about that you still came. I had faith that
you
were coming.
Yeah, I'm going to show up. Hey, I'm always show up and show out. You can remember that.
Okay, and I'm looking forward to that, because that's what Miles do. He show out, too.
Y'all have fun.
And everybody have a good night, and I'm going to check you out on another song.
Miles, you're going
to like this song. Okay, okay, Jay Sean, let's check it out.
See you tomorrow, Jay Sean.
Oh, Is my chest.